This week, the Roman Catholic Church reiterated its opposition to gay marriage, saying that same-sex unions are destroying the concepts of marriage and European identity. And just yesterday, the Vatican released a document on the Church's treatment of migrant groups, which warns Catholic women against marrying Muslim men and urges Islamic nations to show more respect for human rights, gender equality, and democracy. We called John Allen, the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He says there is a long-standing disagreement within the Catholic Church on how to relate to Islam.
Broadly speaking, I think inside the Vatican there are two camps, the hawks and the doves. I mean, the doves would be the party of dialogue, saying that we have to reach out, we have to identify moderate centers of opinion and encourage them. We have to avoid being critical, avoid being inflammatory for the sake of building bridges. The hawks would say, the reality is that we're facing confrontation, where wherever Christians and Muslims rub shoulders, there are tensions, and we need to be prepared to fight fire with fire. And that means that if Islamic nations are suppressing Christian minorities, then we need to be able to resist that. And I think the way to read this document is that it reflects, to a great extent, that second, more hawkish point of view.
Could you tell me why the Vatican has drawn up such explicit guidelines for how Catholic women should deal with Muslims and why it's happening now?
The experience on the Christian side in trying to manage those relationships is that sometimes there is a real pressure for women to assimilate to a kind of second-class citizenship, and they're trying to, I think, warn Christian women about that. The other is that often there is strong pressure on the Christian partner to convert. And, of course, from the Church's point of view, a mixed marriage is possible, but only if there's a promise to raise the children Catholic. Practical experience suggests that in Islamic communities, that's often a very difficult promise to keep.
Now, the Church seems to be protective in this situation of the rights of women. I don't know. Does this represent some kind of a change, do you think?
Well, Holy Mother Church? Ironic, because, of course, there are substantial populations of Catholic women in the Western world who would not be accustomed to thinking of the Catholic Church as a great emancipator, but, in fact, would see the Catholic Church as one of the more patriarchal, kind of men's clubbish institutions in the culture. But I think this is one of those cases where everything is relative to a frame of reference. While it is true that the Catholic Church won't ordain women, and it is true that most of the leadership positions in the Catholic Church are held by men, the Catholic Church does not believe in systems that exclude women from schooling or from professional positions. Does not believe in marital situations where women are kind of systematically and as a matter of law denied rights that are enjoyed by men.
How does this play into the growing community of Muslims in Europe and the tensions that we've seen between those immigrant communities and the native communities, particularly, for example, in France?
Well, France, of course, would be really where the rubber hits the road, because 7.5% of the French population now is Islamic, far and away the highest percentage in Europe. And of course, there are a number of flashpoints. Most recently, we've seen the debate in France over laws that would prohibit wearing the Islamic veil in public schools, along with other symbols of religious identity. And I think this document reflects a certain kind of belief in some sectors of Christian opinion. Perhaps both church and state have gone too far in accommodating Islamic sensibilities, and that if Islamic communities are going to continue to arrive in Europe, then they're going to have to meet Europe halfway, accommodate themselves to certain standards of civil law, such as the separation between church and state, such as religious neutrality in public places. And I think all of this reflects a certain kind of impulse in some especially more conservative sectors of European opinion that we've bent over backwards to accommodate Muslims, and there's not much evidence that they are doing the same thing on their side.
John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. We reached him in Rome.